You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us as the newsmaker of the day, Ron Roberson. He is bringing a program to Tuolumne County Schools called the True Hope Summit Mountain Edition, and True is spelled T-R-U. So, Ron, obviously, the first question, what is the True Hope Summit Mountain Edition?
We've had a speaker in Tuolumne County at all the schools about 2 or 3 years ago named Jeremy Bates. And Jeremy goes by the handle of the Hope Dealer. And his thing is that he believes that when kids lose hope, then they lose everything. And so he tries to inspire kids to keep hope in their life, regardless of what the circumstances are that are going around on around them. So he created this concept of the True Hope Summit. And what he's done is he's gotten together 8 to 10 different presenters slash performers who are non-traditional dreamers. Folks are kids or started out as kids with non-traditional dreams, and through life circumstances fought through and were able to achieve some of those dreams. So what they do is at the True Hope Summit is we have these presenters come. They do what they do. So we have Hollywood stuntmen. We have poets. We have artists. We have musicians. We have athletes, both traditional and non-traditional. So they'll do a little bit of what they do, but then the really important part is they tell their story of how they got there. So it's a 2-hour presentation, and we have it's very action packed, high energy, and one goes on, one comes off the stage, and as they say, what they do is they share their stories of how they overcame problems and issues when they were growing up to achieve their dreams because they kept hope alive in their lives.
How long is the fair?
So the summits is a 2-hour presentation. And what we're planning to do is have 2 different sessions. So we'll have an early morning session, say from 8:30 or 8:45 to 10:30, 10:45. Then we'll have a meet and greet with the presenters till about 11:30. And then we'll start a second session at 11:30. And that'll go till about 1:30. And then another meet and greet till 2 or 2:15, and then we'll send the kids home.
What day will the fair take place and where?
So this is going to be at the Motherlode Fairgrounds, and it's in the John Muir Building. It's on April 29th, which is a Wednesday.
All right. So does the True Hope Summit have a proven history and a good track record elsewhere?
That's actually how I got involved in this, is that this program has been offered now for 5 straight years. The Stockton Unified School District has been bringing it to Stockton. The first 3 years or 4 years, it was at the Stockton Arena. Last year, it was at UOP at the Spano Center. And so what they do is they've been doing it for 5 years. The San Joaquin County Office of Education, along with a bunch of other sponsors, have helped bring it to town. And I was completely bowled over by how powerful the presentation was. And as I sat there, I'm from this community. I've been here literally my whole life. And as I sat there and watched this, and I thought about all the kids in our community that can use the message, and it just kept coming back to me is, why not here? Why can't we do this in Tuolumne County? So now we're putting things together to be able to do that and bring the program here to the county.
To Tuolumne County Schools, what grades will be involved with this?
So it's 7th grade up through seniors in high school. So middle school, the 7th grade. You can imagine some of these stories are, you know, there are stories of abuse, of addiction. There's some more PG themes. So, you know, we're starting with 7th graders and above. That's the cutoff.
Are all of the Tuolumne County schools involved with 7th graders up?
Right now, every school has committed to send students, and we've had a great response from the schools. They've been great partners, and they've all committed. We already have roughly 1,000 students that are RSVP'd, and we have 6 schools left to find out the number. They're coming. We just don't know the numbers. So we're expecting somewhere around 1,500, 1,600, 1,700 students by the time we're done. So that'll be about 800 per session.
I'm very curious with the amount of performers that you're talking about and the location at the Motherlode Fairgrounds. How is this summit funded?
So what we're doing is that this is a public-private partnership is what we're calling this. So we're working with the schools, and Gabe Wingo, the principal at Twain Hart Elementary School, has been instrumental in helping me interact and be able to get access to the decision makers at the schools. And so their commitment is is to make sure that the students will be there. They'll bus them, they'll get them all there and that. My commitment, our commitment on the other side is that we'll find the money to bring the program to town. A lot of times schools, if they want to bring a presenter to town, they'll spend $2,000-$3,000 for an hour session just to bring one speaker. So we're actually, the budget for this is $25,000, and we're, you know, we're working out there every day to try and create sponsorship and talking to people, and it's going well. Our community is incredibly generous and always has been, and so we're working with lots of folks to do that. But if anybody else wants to be part of that, we would love to hear from them. We're looking for more sponsors because we haven't reached our goal yet.
And how would they get a hold of you?
My cell phone number is 209-743-0021. They're welcome to call me anytime.
For high school students and adults that are curious in finding out all about the True Hope Summit Mountain Edition program, or just what the program is all about, is there any type of a website that a person could look at?
The easiest way there would be to go to truehopesummit.com, and there's a video. And one of the narrators of the video is a guy named Flip Rodriguez. Flip's one of the presenters, and some of the listeners might be aware, Flip Rodriguez won the American Ninja Warrior a few years ago.
If this is successful, do you foresee this as an annual event?
I would love to see that happen. Honestly, right now, Mark, all I'm trying to do is get it done once. My hope is that once everybody sees this one time, my sponsors, the schools, then it will be something that we can bring back on an annual or a semi-annual basis. But that's something that, you know, we just have to get it done once, and then we'll see what happens from there.
Ron Roberson, bringing the program to Tuolumne County Schools called the True Hope Summit Mountain Edition. Ron, it's always good to see you.
Thank you very much, Mark. I appreciate your time.